From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's future capital Nusantara expected to become inclusive city with religious harmony. Labuan Bajo to apply sustainable resilience in tourism. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's future capital Nusantara in East Kalimantan Province is expected to be an inclusive city that can establish religious harmony. At the first Nuzulul Quran or the Revelation of the Quran commemoration in the city, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, as quoted by Antara on Friday, emphasized that as an inclusive city, Nusantara would respect the ethnicity and religious diversity as well as recognize the equal rights of each of its residents. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has urged stakeholders in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province, which is included in the 5 super priority tourism destinations, to implement sustainable resilience in the tourism sector for facing future disaster risk. Minister Uno, in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday, conveyed President Joko Widodo's message regarding the offer from the government to the global level about the concept of sustainable resilience as a solution to address systemic risk challenges in facing all forms of disasters, including dealing with pandemics, while simultaneously supporting the implementation of sustainable development. Indonesia will raise the issue of green energy and showcase its manufacturing sector capability for facing Industry 4.0 at the world's largest industrial technology exhibition, Hannover Messe. As quoted by Antara, according to the Director General of Resilience, Territory and International Industrial Access at the Industry Ministry, Eko Cahyanto, on Friday, one of the hot issues related to green energy is sustainable industrial development, namely sustainability and energy transition. For this year's Hannover Messe, the Indonesian government has prepared its pavilion where a series of conferences will be held from April 18 to 21. The pavilion will showcase several applicable policies for supporting the transformation from conventional manufacturing systems to green industry manufacturing systems. Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, stated his support for the 2023 World Beach Games organized by the Association of National Olympic Committee, or ANOC, to be held in Bali as long as the event is held in line with the Constitution. During his meeting with Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, in Denpasar, Bali, Friday, they discussed making the World Beach Games run properly according to the Constitution because Bali has been assigned to host the championship. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A massive Israeli security presence lined the streets of Jerusalem as up to 250,000 Palestinian Muslims performed the fourth and probably final Friday prayer of Ramadan at Al-Aqsa Mosque. As quoted by ArabNews.com, more than 3,200 police, border police, and Shin Bet security agents were deployed on roads leading to the mosque. Authorities allowed women of all ages, men over the age of 55, and children under 12 to enter Jerusalem from the West Bank without permits to perform Friday prayers. Ramadan is a rare chance for many Palestinians to visit Jerusalem and pray at Al-Aqsa. For many, this was their first time in the city. These days, Khmer people in all hamlets in southern Vietnam are jubilantly celebrating their traditional Choi Nam Thmai festival. They visit pagodas, visit each other, and extend wishes for favorable weather, bumper crops, a peaceful life, and happiness. As quoted by vovworld.vn, Chol Cham Thmai is a New Year festival of the Khmer ethnic people according to their traditional calendar. The festival takes place in the middle of solar April, featuring multiple rites, ceremonies, and folk games. This year, the festival is held from Friday to Sunday. For the Chol Cham Thmai celebration, the Khmer buy beautiful clothing, repair and clean their houses, and prepare offerings, fruits, and food. The most important ceremony of the festival is the Maha Songkran procession, which is held at a selected time. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Pontianak, West Kalimantan. The Bandung Kriang Festival and Torch Parade in Pontianak City continue to be preserved and have become a unique tradition ahead of and welcoming Idul Fitri 1944 Hijriah in West Pontianak District. Chairman of the committee for this year's Bandung Festival and Torch Parade, Muhammad Arif, in Pontianak Thursday said that it was themed Light of Ramadan. Muhammad Arif said more than 1,000 people belonging to social organizations, communities, firefighters, and people throughout Pontianak City were registered as participants. He hopes that the Bandung Keriang Festival and Torch Parade can preserve the culture in West Kalimantan in welcoming the festive day of Idul Fitri. The next news comes from Gianyar, Bali. All village heads from Gianyar Regency, Bali performed the drama gong Manik Pancar Bumi on the open stage at the Gianyar Cultural Center on Tuesday, April 11th evening as part of the 252nd anniversary of Gianyar City. Chairman of the Perbekel or Village Heads Forum throughout Gianyar Regency, Inyoman Payu, said on Wednesday that it was meant to revive the performing arts of drama gong, which was very popular in the 1970s to 1990s. This show is supported by veteran artists in the field of drama gong performances. The Perbekel gong drama performance was also attended by the region of Gianyar, Imade Mahayastra. The last news comes from Bandung, West Java. As many as 1,000 young marbots or most caretakers throughout West Java were giving training on disaster preparedness with the aim that they can adapt to disasters. Chief Coordinator Ahmad Nur Hadi in Bandung Wednesday said the marbots were given training at the Great Al Jabar Mosque in West Java from April 11 to 13, 2023 in the Indonesian Disaster Adaptation Camp Program. The material presented during the camp included the Indonesian military and disasters, the function of mosque in disasters, disaster post-management, marbot leadership, and mosque plans when a disaster occurs. That was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on April 15, 1912, when Kim Il-sung was born. Kim Il-sung was a communist-leaning politician who became the first leader of North Korea. He led North Korea from 1948 until his death on July 8, 1994. He served as Prime Minister from 1948 to 1972 and President from 1972 to 1994. But his most influential position is General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea. Kim Il-sung is officially called the Great Leader. According to the Constitution of North Korea, he is the eternal president of the country. Kim Il-sung's birthday, April 15, is one of the holidays in North Korea. Let's move to another event of 1912 when Titanic sank. RMS Titanic was a British super passenger ship that sank in the North Atlantic Ocean on April 15, 1912. Previously, the ship hit an iceberg on its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York City, USA. The sinking of the Titanic resulted in the deaths of 1,514 people. The sinking incident of the Titanic is called one of the deadliest peacetime maritime disasters in history. We end today in history with an event on April 15, 2013 about the Boston Marathon bombing. Two bombs exploded near the finish line of the 2014 Boston Marathon, which took place on April 15, 2013. The bomb exploded at around 2:50 p.m. local time on Boylston Street near Copley Square, Massachusetts, United States of America. This explosion killed 6 people and injured 176 others. Bombing suspect Zokar Sarnaev was arrested in injured condition and was treated in hospital, while his elder brother, who was also a suspect, Tamerlan Sarnaev, was killed by Zokar when the police wanted to arrest both of them. Two bombs exploded 550 feet apart with a delay of 12 seconds before the bomb second exploded. The first bomb exploded outside the Marathon Sports Store at 671 Boylston Street, while the second bomb was located about a block from the finish line. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Something that I couldn't see and somehow fade internally. If you came a long way to get to know me, and maybe it's just meant to be.
Come here, I just found a new recipe. The flower
a star. It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care, it's taking me apart. But I just couldn't save you tonight. Falling in love is a new world for me. Do you wanna be my company? Thousands of miles, you will like it in here. No need, no necessary. And maybe you wanna be a star. It may seem you wanna be in love. I don't care, it's taking me apart. But
just couldn't save you tonight.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Hannover Messe 2023 Indonesian Manufacturing Sector Branding Event. The world community, especially Europe, has always known Indonesia as a tourist destination. The Indonesian ambassador to Germany, Arif Hafaz Ugroseno, stated this on Thursday, April the 13th. He explained that not many people know about Indonesia's ability to produce airplanes, rail transportation, and ships, both for transportation and military purposes. This is what encourages Indonesia to participate in the Hannover Messe 2023, which is also in line with Indonesia's vision of becoming the top 5 industrial players in Asia by 2030. Quoting the official website of the Ministry of Industry, Thursday, April the 13th, Indonesia became the first ASEAN, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations country, to be trusted as the official partner country for the third time at the world's largest industrial technology exhibition, Hannover Messe. Indonesia's participation in this prestigious event is projected to be an opportunity to build branding for the country's manufacturing sector, which is ultimately targeted to be able to promote investment and exports of the national industrial sector in the European region. At the Hannover Messe 2023, which will take place from April the 17th until 21st in Hannover, Germany, Indonesia will showcase a number of industrial technologies 4.0 and investment opportunities in the industrial sector. Indonesia will also hold a series of activities, such as the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at the Hannover Massive Fairground with an area of around 3,000 square meters, business summits, Indonesia country nights, and several industry-themed conferences. Ambassador Arif Hafaz Ugroseno explained that in order to further increase public awareness of the Hannover Messe 2023, the government of Indonesia had also carried out several promotional and publication activities at home and abroad long before the exhibition. The promotional and publication are expected to achieve the 4 main targets of Indonesia's participation in the 2023 Hannover Messe event, including introducing Indonesia's vision on the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap, promoting industrial cooperation, promoting investment and exports, and enhancing bilateral cooperation relations with Germany and enter the global supply chain network. The Indonesian ambassador added that Indonesia's participation as the official country partner was in responding to the challenges of the fourth industrial revolution. According to him, this will also lead to increased inclusive sustainability, startup businesses, and technology development, as well as to support the circular economy. At the Indonesia Hannover Messe 2023 event, Indonesia will present as many as 157 co-exhibitors, including the Oil Palm Plantation Fund Management Agency, the Indonesian Palm Oil Estate Farm, and some state-owned enterprises. In addition, there are some Indonesian big companies which express their support for Indonesia's participation in the 2023 Hannover Messe with the hope of opening up golden opportunities for potential investment. That was my Indonesia Today.
Sesuatu yang sangat menyebalkan bagiku saat ku harus bersabar dan terus bersabar menantikan kehadiran dirimu. Entah sampai kapan aku harus menunggu. Sesuatu yang sangat sulit tuh ku jalani, hidup dalam kesendirian sepi tanpamu. Kadang ku berpikir cari penggantimu saat kau jauh di sana. Saja tiada kabarmu ku curiga, entah penantianku takkan sia-sia. Dan berikan satu jawaban pasti, entah sampai kapan aku harus bertahan. Saat kau jauh di sana rasa cemburu merasuk ke dalam pikiranku melayang. Tak tentu arah tentang dirimu, apakah sama yang kau rasakan.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Bridal Tears Eyes from Riau. After a day of doing fasting to hold thirst and hunger, breaking the fasting with fresh and sweet drinks is indeed the thing that is most awaited. Fresh and sweet drinks are appropriate for breaking the fast, and Indonesia has many fresh traditional drinks for breaking the fast. One of them is ice tears, which comes from Indragiri Hulu, Riau Province. Listener, Bridal Tears Eyes is one of typical beverages of Riau, which is referred to as a symbol of happiness. It is called the bride's tears because this drink has a bright color that is considered like a happy bride. Besides, this beverage is only served on wedding days, which always has a happy nuance. Thus, finally, the name of the tears of bride comes from the nuance. This drink was even nominated for the Indonesian Persona Award in 2018 as one of the most popular traditional drinks. Listener, now you don't have to go far or wait for a traditional Riau wedding to be able to enjoy this drink as a symbol of happiness, because you can make it by yourself at home to break your fast. Bridal Tears Eyes presents a very refreshing taste. It contains various kinds of colorful and chewy jelly, basil seeds, syrup, ice cubes, and usually cantaloupe is added. The combination of appetizing fruit flavors mixed with the sweetness of jelly is definitely very refreshing for the throat when breaking the fast. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is my
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, after the choices for logos of the new capital city of Nusantara or IKN were released and the public can start to vote since last April 4th, another news comes from the development of IKN. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing has officially released a detailed spatial plan and land use map for the new capital city of Nusantara. As much as 63% of the 6,600 hectares of the total IKN land area will be designated as urban forest. Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono revealed that the city forest covering an area of more than 50% means that the construction of IKN was still in the corridor of the Smart Forest City. The map shows details of the central government core area in IKN. The urban forest area can be seen surrounding the central government area, stretching from the south to southwest, northwest, north to the northeast. Then the government buildings are located in the middle of the central government core area. The 100-hectare land is planned to be built for the presidential palace, making it the largest complex in the government area. Meanwhile, the vice presidential palace will be built on an area of 14.58 hectares, and other government offices, such as the Indonesian House of Representatives, People Consultative Assembly, Regional Representative Council building, will later be built on an area of 41.81 hectares. The Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, and Judicial Commission complex is built on an area of 15.16 hectares. For the ministry's buildings, the construction will receive an allocation of 1 to 5 hectares of land. Not only centered on government buildings, other infrastructure buildings such as places of worship, health facilities, and commerce have also been mapped and spread in the capital city of Nusantara. This also includes residential houses to vertical housing. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dan berkarat yang akan terobati. Yang sia-sia akan jadi makna yang terus berulang. Suatu saat henti yang pernah jatuh kan berdiri lagi. Yang patah tumbuh, yang hilang berganti.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kemarin by Bella Nadinda. The lyrics of the song were taken from the true story of Herman Sikumambang, the guitarist of 17 band, who is also the creator of the song. Pain is poured in every verse in the song when he suddenly has to lose someone so important. Anger, sadness, shock, disbelief mixed together, and that togetherness is impossible to repeat. Well, listener, here is Bella Nadinda with the keroncong song entitled Kemarin, which in English means yesterday. Enjoy.
Sama-sama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.